Pace Domine, pace populo tuo, ne in eterno.
From Holy Family Parish on Cape Ann in Massachusetts, this is Father Matthew Green with the Perpetual Lunar Podcast. For today's homily, we have a guest preacher. It's Deacon Bill Kane, who is one of the permanent deacons who serves at our parish, and he preached this morning at St. Joachim's Church. So, bringing you that homily this morning, I hope you enjoy this guest preacher's wonderful presentation.
In today's Gospel, three of Jesus' closest followers witness his transfiguration. When Jesus' face changed and his clothing became dazzling white. And Moses and Elijah appeared to him and they spoke of what was going to happen to Jesus in Jerusalem. Namely, that Jesus would suffer and die. And I wonder if maybe Jesus knew that his death would challenge the faith of these disciples. So he wanted to keep them close and give them something to hold on to after the disappointment to them of the crucifixion. Surely what Peter and James and John experienced on that mountain gave them hope that Jesus' death wasn't going to be the end of it all. And it helped them to trust that there was something better yet to come. Their confidence reminded me of a story. There was an old lady whose family and whose friends had died, and so she asked the parish priest to help her arrange her funeral. So her priest helped her. She said that she wanted to be buried in her blue dress. She wanted to wear her string of pearls, be buried with her Bible. And as the priest was leaving, she said, "Oh yes, I forgot to mention, I'd like a fork in my hands." And I suppose that makes you very curious. All of these years, I've been going to church dinners, and when we finished and the plates were being collected, someone would bend over and whisper to me, keep your fork. And that mentioned that there was going to be a great dessert, that the best was yet to come. So I want to be at my wake when someone comes along and says, "What's with the fork?" And I want you to tell them that I always believed that the best was yet to come. And I think that was the message of the Transfiguration. The best is yet to come. So if you and I think of today's Gospel story as some far-off story of 2,000 years ago, then you and I are wrong. The Transfiguration is a story, and it is our story every day. And I say it is our story because God always confronts us in our humanity. For example, try for a moment to remember your wedding day. Try to remember the first house you bought. Try to remember your first car, your first job, your first paycheck. Those times transfigured or changed something in your life. It changed your life. But now notice what happened to Peter on that day, on that mountain. After he sees this magnificent vision, he says to Jesus, "Let us build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." In short, I think that Peter was saying, "This moment is incredible. So let's freeze it. This moment. Let's hold on to it forever. Let's live happily ever after. But you and I know that that's foolish. It's not possible. It's not how life works. Even with the most wonderful dream house, sooner or later, you have to clean the gutters. Even with the most fantastic kiss, sooner or later, you have to come up for air. Even with the most fervent handshake, sooner or later, your hand gets sweaty. Even with the most perfect wedding day, sooner or later, there is conflict between you and your spouse. Even with the most perfect wedding, because you are one fallible human being marrying another fallible human being. And yet, our humanity still wants to say, freeze this moment. Build three tents. This is forever. Let's hold on to it. And even if we try, we get sick, the children throw up, diapers have to be changed, the job gets boring, the house gets too small. What happens is that we lose the vision we had for ourselves. We lose the vision we had for our lives. We lose our expectations for life. That reminds me of another story. A man walks into a talent agent's office to see if there are any openings for his specialty act. And the agent says, well, what do you do? And the man says, I imitate birds. And the agent says, sorry, but I can't use you. Bird imitations are a dime a dozen. You're just wasting my time, so get out of my office. And so the man flaps his arms and flies through the window. You see, our transfiguration can be that sort of thing. We lose a vision for life. We lose our hopes and our expectations. We become cynical. We lose our expectations of others and our expectations for ourselves. But then there's this morning's gospel. Life is not about freezing moments, Jesus says. Life is not about standing still and refusing to let go of our expectations. Life is a journey to know Jesus Christ and be transfigured by Him. Transfigured and changed by His love for you and me. Transfigured and changed by the Jesus who looked at the rich man and loved him. Transfigured and changed by the Jesus who looked at Mary Magdalene and saw possibility. Transfigured and changed by the Jesus who looked at the despised tax collector Matthew and said, come follow me. So my message today is, the next time you listen to this gospel, don't just think of the transfiguration as this spectacular event on Mount Tabor that was filled with wonder and dazzling robes. Think of it instead as a profound statement about your life. And recall that we all are not alone in this journey of constant change. We are not alone because we have each other. We are not alone because we have this faith community. And we are not alone because we have Jesus Christ, who has been through it all, who knows all there is to know about human life, and yet turns to you and me in His glory and transfigures us. He brings back our vision. He brings back our hopes. He brings back our expectations. May the peace of Christ disturb us always.
Thus spoke Deacon Bill Cain at our 8:30 a.m. Sunday Mass at St. Joachim's Church in Rockport. I hope you found this homily enlightening and inspiring, and I hope that you will continue to join us for the Perpetual Learner podcast, where I podcast usually my own homilies from the Masses I celebrate, but also sometimes homilies from other people who are preaching at the parish, whether it be the pastor or one of the deacons. So until next time, God bless you and have a wonderful week.